Hey, thank you, Basil, and a good Wednesday morning to you and Millsy. President Trump had Tiger Woods and his family and friends around to the White House early last night. The occasion was to present the golfer with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Trump called Woods one of the greatest athletes in the history of sports, and then went on to say,
"The age of Tiger gave us moments that will live forever in sporting lore."
Woods overcame severe injuries and personal issues to win the 2019 Masters, his first major victory since 2008. That achievement has resonated far beyond the world of sports. In accepting the honor, Woods spoke about that big comeback.
I've battled, I've tried to hang in there, and I've tried to come back and play the great game of golf again. I've been lucky enough to have had the opportunity to do it again. And I found a game that has allowed me to do this. And the amazing Masters experience that I just had a few weeks ago, certainly is part of the highlight of what I've accomplished so far in my life.
Woods and Trump are longtime business and golf partners. Woods lives not far from Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club in Palm Beach, Florida. And Millsy, the two have teed off together several times.
And Tiger spoke pretty positively about the press.
He has several times. In fact, last year, this is what Woods said about Trump.
Well, I've known Donald for a number of years. You know, we've played the golf together. He may like, dislike the personality or the politics, but we all must respect the office.
The Trump Organization notes on its website that Jack Nicklaus, who endorsed Trump for president, and Woods have both designated and designed courses specifically for the company. According to the website, the new Trump World Golf Club being built in Dubai right now will feature a Tiger Woods design course. Woods, at that White House ceremony, mentioned he is the fourth golfer to win the Presidential Medal of Freedom. So who, you say, are the other three? Well, Millsy and Basil, the answer is Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, and Charles Sifford, who was the first African-American on the PGA Tour.